The COVID-19 cases in Malaysia are rising by the hundreds each day, and it has already reached all parts of Malaysia, including Sabah and Sarawak. This is mostly due to the Tablighi gathering earlier this month, where 14,500 Malaysians attended the event. The Ministry of Health reported that a total of 9,026 people from the Tablighi gathering have been tested as of 12 p.m. The 25th of March, 1,057 tested positive, 5,625 tested negative, 2,704 are still waiting for results. A little note: Klang Valley encompasses the federal territories and a few of its surrounding districts. This includes Federal Territory of Kuala Lumpur, Federal Territory of Putrajaya, Selangor District of Petaling, Selangor District of Klang, Selangor District of Gombak, Selangor District of Hulu Langat. As Malaysians living in the area often travel to and fro for work or leisure, so the virus quickly spread in the area. Here's the breakdown of cases and deaths by state yesterday, the 25th of March. Selangor, 435 cases. Kuala Lumpur, 270 cases, 3 deaths. Johor, 196 cases, 5 deaths. Sabah, 170 cases, 1 death. Perak, 128 cases. Negeri Sembilan, 123 cases. Sarawak, 85 cases, 5 deaths. Kelantan, 85 cases, 1 death. Penang, 70 cases, 1 death. Kedah, 69 cases. Pahang, 64 cases. Terengganu, 38 cases. Malacca, 33 cases, 2 deaths. Putrajaya, 16 cases. Perlis, 10 cases, 1 death. Labuan, 5 cases. At 10 p.m. yesterday, the 25th of March, another death was reported, bringing the death toll to 20. The deceased is case 780 and is said to be a 77-year-old man who attended the Tablighi gathering. He was pronounced dead at the Sultan Ismail Petra Hospital at Kuala Krai, Kelantan at 4:35 p.m. on the 25th of March. https://twitter.com/kkamputrajaya/status/12428182605982842900. As numbers are expected to rise, we all need to play our part in curbing the spread by staying at home and following the directives set by the government. We can do it. Also read, security guard seen praying as the rest of Malaysia gets to stay in. You have reached the end of this story.